Emmanuel Chalia, I'm a pediatric physician. Our paper in November 2019 issues of the MCN is a study on pain coping strategies in children with cerebral palsy. The types of coping strategies used by adults and children to deal with chronic pain influence emotional distress, disability, and quality of life. Pain coping strategies have been studied in TD children. It's reported active strategies such as distraction, cognitive self-instruction, problem solving, and passive strategies, catastrophizing, incapacity, seeking social support. Passive strategies are less effective than active strategies because they are not centered on the problem and may even exacerbate the negative consequences of the pain. Many studies have shown that in TD children, coping strategies change with age, with a reduction in seeking social support after the age of 10 years, and older children tend to use more cognitively demanding strategies, such as cognitive self-instruction and problem solving. These strategies require an understanding of the pain, but provide autonomy in the management of the situation. For children with CP, the probability of experiencing pain is very high, caused by the pathology but also all the treatments. And the prevalence of a chronic pain is very high. Yet, pain remains a neglected comorbidity and pain coping strategies in children with CP have never been studied. But in adults with CP, a link has been reported between negative coping strategies and depression and pain. The aim of our studies is to describe coping strategies in children and adolescents with CP and evolution according to age and to compare with TP children. It was a prospective study in two pediatric rehabilitation hospitals in France, CMCR des Massues in Lyon and Bois-Laris in Paris. Children between 5 and 18 years were included, GMFCS level 1, 2, 3 or 4, and level 1 or 2 for communication function. For the evaluation, nurses trained in cognitive behavioral therapy and pain used for each child the pediatric pain coping inventory. The PPCE is a valid tool to evaluate pain coping strategies in children based on a semi-directed interview and has good internal validity. 40 items explore what the child thinks or does in pain and the frequency of these reactions. 40 items illustrate four major factors: problem solving, ask for medicine, for example, distraction, play a game, read a book, seek social support and action, mommy help me, give me a cuddle, or cognitive self-instructions, try not to think about pain. 142 children with CP were included. 57% of boys, the median age 12 years, a majority of diplegic and GMFCS level 1 or 2. The results have shown that children and teens with CP are not armed to cope with pain. They use fewer coping strategies than TD children, and they tend to rely on social support, which is the most frequently used strategy, but it's a passive strategy. Concerning the evolution according to age, in the CP group, seeking social support decreases with age, but later than in TD children. Problem solving and distraction did not change. Only one active strategy increased with age, it's cognitive self-instruction. But this strategy is not associated with another active strategy, such as, for example, problem solving or distraction. Moreover, coping strategies were influenced by medical history, especially the experience of surgery, with a higher use of cognitive self-instruction and problem solving for the children who already undergone surgeries and long post-care. First, children with CP use fewer coping strategies. They mostly use passive strategies, like social support to cope with pain. Only one active strategy increased with age, cognitive self-instruction, but they appeared later and isolated. It suggests that the child can be resigned. The significant relationship between previous surgery and use of problem solving and cognitive self-instruction suggests that experiences improve the use of more effective strategies. Programs of therapeutic education and cognitive behavioral therapy need to be developed to facilitate the use of appropriate active strategies. In conclusion, the study of strategies to cope with pain should be systematic when setting up a long-term therapeutic project. The goal is to identify dysfunctional coping strategies and promoting children's skills in your care by therapeutic education. Thank you for listening.